Darlene's Antique and Collectibles was once an Honest to Abe vintage emporium. 100-year-old oak chests of drawers, apple cider presses newly oiled but still glowing with the patina of fruit juices, rusting resort signs, ornate brass beds lascivious with untold stories, dollhouses from the Victorians, real stuff, not facsimile. Old wood stoves she bought from South Enders converting to heat pumps, wringer washers still able to churn a family's laundry, coil top refrigerators cooled by sulfur dioxide rather than Freon. The one I bought from Darlene punctured a line a year later, and the SO2 in combination with moisture, what we chemists call HT2O, formed sulfuric acid, what I called when I dragged it outside hissing like Assad's assassins, chemical death. Foliage turned brown right now in an invisible line snaking into the woods. Darlene was a huge woman. Sitting at her table by the front door where a brass cash register sat like a South Sea icon ready for sacrificial offerings, she was half Cajun voodoo queen, half poster child for diabetes, and definitely mostly intimidating, especially after you got to know her. She had a network of pickers who scoured the thrift stores and junk shops and garage sales throughout the state. And she had a steady supply of sellers, mostly neighbors broke and desperate, willing to part with the Mrs.'s prized china or her mother's silver, rarely some good tool of their own. She could burn a Tennessee horse trader, sell you a knockoff you'd never learn wasn't really old, spin you a yarn that was finer than spider thread. You had to be on your toes with Darlene. She had the scruples of a southern politician and a name for the jugular of a gypsy car salesman. When eBay drove her prices down and she wearied of watching the city slickers, what she called cityots, checking prices on their iPads and tablets, she began to carry gifts, too, junky lookalikes of vintage signs, antiques, knickknacks, and craft items, what she called crap items, but her sales plummeted despite watering the trade down and she finally closed up. Rumor has it she moved down to Sedona or maybe Taos and opened up a high-end art gallery for tourists. One of my neighbors told me she'd bought a George O'Keefe signed print from a woman with six chins wearing a Navajo blanket shawl and enough silver earrings and turquoise bracelets to start a jewelry store. I'm guessing Darlene is still nicking us South Enders, just a longer drive for us to get fleeced.